Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser, Kingdom Works. Hey, it's great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and that's where you can find us. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a little e-news that goes out every few weeks. Keep you up to date. Some good things happening. I'll tell you what, there's some great things happening. And I'll tell you what, you're going to love my special guest today, Craig Sparrow. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Rick.
Healing Path to Wellness. Pastor at Gateway
Church.
Gateway Church. It's not a community church. It's not a family church. Just Gateway Church.
Just a good old-fashioned church.
Gateway in Mighty Pelican. I've got a story about a few pelicans, but we won't lean into that one. Healing Path to Wellness, founder and director, located in Hilltop Arcade.
Yes.
Up in Charlestown. It's a pretty special place. Just recently, last week, at the annual Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, was announced as the beneficiary.
Amazing.
For the function. Very good. I think the who makes that decision? It was the Lord Mayor along with the panellists of the Student Forum. Mm. Yeah, congratulations.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Healing Path to Wellness. Some of our listeners may be familiar with it. What is it? What is it? Because there's a few things in it, really, isn't there? Because you've got the Suicide Prevention Safe Space Initiative as well.
We do.
Which is a strand of it.
It is.
Yeah. So primarily,
Healing Path to Wellness is a multi-agency support service for anyone in mental, physical, or emotional ill health. So we offer everything from spiritual healing right through to counselling, accredited counselling, art therapy, nutrition, and life coaching. And so we offer a holistic well-being service for individuals with any level of anxiety, depression, or you know, complex PTSD as a result of life's traumas, and so
which is prolific.
It is, and look, the numbers continue to impact all generations. It's no respecter of persons or age, but interestingly, in response to the growing numbers of deaths by suicide in the city, which alarmed me when I found out. I expected
is
us.
That, is that Newcastle or Hunter or
the local area health district? So Hunter, New England, together with Central Coast. So if you included Gosford and Wyong and those areas, the numbers per capita, and just generally the numbers here across the city, are higher than any other region in Australia, which, you know, is an area that I think as a church we need to respond to. And so from a ministry space, we've made a decision to launch the first non-clinical safe space.
Brilliant, man. Brilliant. What is their reason? Do they come up, when they do that data, they come up with, these things, this district, this region has unique characteristics that...
Certainly this region has a diversity in that it covers, you know, the Upper Hunter right through to the city areas.
Because New England goes up to Tamworth, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
That's included. So you've got rural farming, you've got, you know, everything from mining right through to, you know, economic downturn.
Yeah.
I think, look, the truth is there's pressures coming. We have some of the highest numbers of domestic violence in the nation. We have, you know, coping mechanisms are obviously not great for deaths by suicide. So there are some social challenges that, you know, I think, you know, if you're a praying person watching this, it's a good thing for us to be praying over, that there would be a reduction in that. But secondly, providing services that would actually minister into that space is vital.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm just as you're saying that, I'm probably aware that some of our listeners would have been affected by you know, these things that we're talking about, suicide you know, family, friend, whatever. It's sadly, it's becoming pretty common, which creates challenges with grief and all these other things that you're trying to work with people on.
We had a a mother of a son who was a teenager that died by suicide only 2 months ago, and she walked into the safe space just last week in absolute distress, having just, how am I going to cope with this? How do I navigate this? And saw the sign on the Pacific Highway, Suicide Prevention Safe Space, and decided to come in and meet some of the team. And the beauty is that our team are trained to be able to sit in the space of crisis with people. Everyone that's on the team has a lived experience of suicide. So there's an ability to be able to sit in that space and to be able to help people navigate through the differing emotions that come as a result of grief and pain and loss.
So it's mainly listening or asking questions?
It's a mix. It depends on the individual. It's person-centered, so a person can come in, and if they don't want to talk to anyone, they don't have to. We have all different options of sensory rooms.
It's a great space.
Jigsaw places. We've got art creative tables. But we also have people here that want to have a cup of tea if you want to. You can have a meal. And so people that are ready to talk can, but if they don't want to, they don't have to. But really the heart of the safe space is to ensure that anyone that has any level of suicidality recognises there's an alternative safety plan. And really that's, we're right on the cusp of ensuring that people stay safe.
And these safe spaces, there's a national network, is that right?
Yeah, so we are the 14th safe space across Australia, and we're the first safe space in a city where there's a safe haven. So Safe Haven is funded by New South Wales Health, and it's basically funded by the health system, and it has clinical staff on site. Whereas a safe space is a similar feel except non-clinical. So we set up with no hospital sort of vibe, and it's very much relaxed and more homely. And again, we find that there are some people that need clinical staff, they need hospitalisation, but there's a huge population of people that the hospital setting is not going to be the best fit for their needs. And the statistics show two-thirds of every presentation at the psychiatric ED are not being admitted, meaning that their severity is either not high enough or their needs are more psychosocial. And so they're the spaces that we are attending to, and we are actually getting now referrals from the hospital for those that are in the psychosocial space.
Brilliant, brilliant. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. My special guest today is founder and director of Healing Path to Wellness. We're in Hilltop Arcade up in Charlestown. They've got a great space here under the big banner of Healing Path to Wellness, but also community-led safe space for people that may be thinking things along the suicidal track. If somebody shared that with me, I'm considering. Is there some key questions that I could ask there and then? Because it's not like something, you'll be right, mate. I mean, that's
sure.
What would be some helpful questions for us?
Absolutely. Well, anyone that's expressing any withdrawal, any sort of change of lifestyle patterns. Maybe they're doing some things that's unusual, maybe unusual spending patterns where they're just spending big for unusual reasons. They're signs that people are considering ending their life. And so I think it's super important that we are active in that space rather than passive. I've spoken, unfortunately, to family members who remain passive when the signs were there, and they now sit in the grief of inactivity post that death. And so one of the best ways you can do is actually, say, look, your behavior or what you're saying there is worrying me a little bit. Are you having any thoughts of suicide?
Right, so to bring it straight up,
bring it right
out onto the table.
Bring it right out. And by bringing it out.
So the passive approach wouldn't use that word, suicide.
Not at all.
So bring it up.
Historically, it's been a taboo word.
Because
unfortunately, it's been attached to, the mortal sin and all those sort of key things from religious backgrounds. But the way to bring it into the light, I think, is to bring it open and to destigmatize the word suicide. You can have thoughts of suicide. It doesn't mean you're going to plan to actually take your life.
So if you asked me that question, my response was, well, yeah, actually I am.
Yeah.
What would be the next?
Well, what I would do is I'd want to sort of talk you through and say, so tell me, you know, have you got a plan about that?
Yeah.
Tell me, is that just you're having a bad day?
Yeah.
Or have you actually made a plan?
Right, because that's the outworking of intent right there.
Correct.
If there's a plan.
And if there's a plan, it needs to be escalated. It needs to be sent through to, you know, either support people that are trained in that space.
Yep.
If you're not sure and you think they're at risk, then, you know, seeking professional help. Or bringing them to a safe space where people can sit in. The tension comes where some people find if they go to a hospital, they're going to be positioned in a place where they're going to be institutionalized, and the fear is they're going to be locked up. And that's not true with the situation, but that's a genuine fear.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, someone might be having thoughts of suicide, but they've seen professional help, and they're just having a bad week, a bad day, a bad month, and they just need supports around them. And so, I think having that in your armory is super helpful.
Some organisations, Lifeline, I think it is, and they do some really good training around that suicide prevention thing for average people like me, you know, to lean into those sort of questions, because it's really, really helpful.
Absolutely.
Because inevitably it may happen. And that, you know, I guess that's that whole Are You Okay Day, that campaign is it's really aimed at prying this open.
It is. And look, I value Are You Okay. I'm not against them. We've partnered with them in the past. The challenge for me is Are You Okay is a good question to start with, but staying at just Are You Okay is not enough. I think it's if you're more concerned, I think being more specific with questions needs to be, you need to go deeper. Because otherwise you might miss it.
That's good. Mm. That's good. That's real good. So, I mean, this is a really great space for anyone to refer people to come to
Absolutely.
Be used, a whole bunch of different counselling, therapists, coaches. It's got everything. Everyone you can book. And there's a lot of, you've got a lot of resource, skilled people
available. We do. And the beauty is that it's mixing the element where God can do what only God can do.
Mm.
He can touch a life in a particular way that transforms an individual. And he can bring healing through an encounter with God, but he can also bring healing through the therapeutic approach. In fact, the word for healing in the scriptures, therapeuo, is the most common word for healing. And so the therapy of Jesus can be through a laying on of hands. It can be through the process of dealing with your emotions.
Very good.
Or speaking with those that can help you process what you're going through.
Very good. So how do you weave that in, the spiritual element? Does that just come in naturally?
Well, our team are all spiritually aligned people. They all carry a faith in Jesus. The safe space has a mix of team, but all the healing path to wellness practitioners and healing team are all believers. So, you know, we are not, our main aim is not proselytizing the gospel.
Mm.
The main aim of our service is to bring support and healing to those in crisis. However, the truth is opportunities arise. And as people are exploring their deep need, often you become more aware of the need for a life source beyond your own capacity, because generally, if your own capacity was going to be strong enough, you'd be fine. But as we all find in every area of our life, we all have an area that is a vulnerability. Having the source of a comforter and a guide and a leader, you know, is very valuable.
Well, I mean, you've got a bit of research on it. We've only got 1 minute left, but you've got a bit of research about where people are spiritually awakened or alert and or practicing.
Well, it's basically, research is suggesting now that people who carry spiritual faith in a transcendent power beyond their own capacity are now 80% less likely to die by suicide. So there is research showing the validity of exploring spiritual things. And certainly as followers of Jesus, we recognize he is the spirit of peace.
Mm.
And whilst anxiety is real, the truth is his peace is greater.
Brilliant. I mean that's true, because you know there's a lot of stats that would say, well, if you're a Christian, if you're spiritually alive in fellowship and friendship with other believers, then you would be a lesser statistic on certain things. But one of the realities is that people are people, we're still affected, and so we're not immune. And so coming in tune with who we are and some of our challenges, this is a great space to reach out to. Well done to you, Craig. Volunteers, financial support, tax deductible, go to their website, Healing Path to Wellness. That's where you can catch them. Congratulations, mate.
Thank you.
Beneficiary for 2025 Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. Been good having you on the program.
Good on you, Rick. Very blessed.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.